Good Day Journal. Sometimes your life feels like a theatrical performance, a music video for a song by Richard Wayne Pennyman, professionally known as the late great Little Richard. At times, it's as if your best life looks at you and almost dares you by melodically repeating over and again. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Woo! Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Come back tomorrow and try it again. Your best life says each day to keep knocking, but you can't come in. Could you come back tomorrow night and try again? Says the life you always imagined to you daily. It's a cruel sentiment, but it is life for sure. Such is life at its purest, most honest interpretation. You are who you are today only because you kept knocking whenever the world said you couldn't come in. You kept returning daily, trying to be better on the new day than you had been previously. Regrettably or fortuitously, the script of an extraordinary life is unchanged. It's six on one hand and a half dozen on another. You compare if being forced to keep knocking and returning the next day to do it again is good or bad. If being a serial, best-selling, award-winning author and renowned global public intellectual was undemanding and unchallenging, everyone would be the same. If being able to live your life just as you always imagined was like the Staples button, that was easy, then there would be nothing that separated you from the masses. But like it or not, life is not easy. Being your best self is anything but a simple feat that anyone can accomplish, absent the relentless pursuit of excellence. Without question, we can all be better today than yesterday. However, the most pertinent question, the ultimate soul-searching challenge, is whether we want to improve from yesterday. How many people rise daily wondering how they can top who they were yesterday? Hell, a better question is to ask how many people retire at night, assessing who they were for the entirety of the ending day, and pre-planning who they would like to be, should the Creator gift them a new day. You do those things which are part of what some people think is your genius. You look honestly at yourself daily and ask if you like who you are today. You ask yourself, if I died today, would the me who showed up be the representative I'd want to reflect who I was for all eternity? If I died today, would I be satisfied with what I made of my life? To date, you know there has been no day when you went to bed satisfied that you liked everything you saw in yourself for the day. You know there has never been a day when it ended where you were pleased and satisfied that the person you were on the day fully represented who you wanted to be for all eternity. Never, no matter how great the day, what you achieved or whom you helped, served, and made sure they knew their lives matter, did you think I'd done an incredible job with what I'd made of my life? Nope, not a chance. There's no fat, juicy, snow cone, shaved ice chance in hell you considered anything of the sort. Instead, day after day, when the day ends, you hear the voice of your most imagined life saying, keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Come back tomorrow and we'll do it again. Each day, life reminds you that you will never be good enough because there are always more honorable deeds and good works to imagine doing. All days of your existence, life reminds you that you will never do enough to think you've done enough. This life of yours is a life that you must keep returning each gloriously, undeservedly gifted day you receive from the Spirit to do better and be better than you were yesterday. Your life is about continuing to knock on the elusive door of perfection and return tomorrow, if it is gifted to you, to do it again. If you assess the day as one that sucks, then you, without doubt, know that tomorrow, if the divine extends a new day, the bar for improvement is a low one. How you can improve should be obvious. The work you must do to improve from who you were yesterday should be evident and apparent. However, suppose you assess the day as one of your life's best days. In that case, you know that while the bar is high, nothing is better than being gifted the opportunity to aim higher, reach further, and extend the totality of your mind, body, and soul to do life bigger and better. You know there is a great deal of work to do. You know you better prepare because the bar for you to hurdle is high. Yep, no matter how good or bad the day, no matter the failure or achievement, no matter the number of swift kicks in the ass or the perilous praising pats on the back, you know your best life says the same tedious, monotonous thing to you. Keep a knocking, but you can't get in. Come back tomorrow and do it again. Don't you dare think of this process as cruel and unusual punishment. It is not. The process is about perpetual motion. This process makes it so you never rest on your laurels, that you never take yourself so seriously that you forget your shit stinks like everyone else's. It is about understanding that when today arises, yesterday is the past, and the past has absolutely no bearing on the present. All the past moments can never amount to is a personal growth boundary, a measuring line to determine if you are better or worse human than yesterday. You get no credits or demerits for yesterday on the new day. Yesterday stands on its own. Yesterdays are just psychic photographs appearing in our supernatural memory book. The question is, where will you be when the day ends? Where do you stand today? Where do you stand now and when the day ends? What will the world know you stood? Keep knocking. That's what you must forever do. You must keep knocking even though you know that when you wake, should the infinite bequeath you a new day, the second part of the expression plays out again, which means you can't get in. Today is tomorrow, which means it's time to do it again. It's time to give all you have inside you to be the version of you who you want the world to remember when you are no more. Now is when you still have the life force to knock and kick down the doors required to live your life just as you always imagined. I will always keep knocking, whether or not I can get in. I will always return tomorrow if the source deems me worthy of a tomorrow, to do what is required, to leave an indelible mark on the planet. Keep knocking again and again.
Reflect and write. Are you willing to keep knocking? Will you persevere day after day? Being your best self is not an easy feat. Are you among those who arise daily and ask the question, what must I do today to be better than I was yesterday? Do you go to bed at night, assessing who you were and pre-planning what you would like to be should the Creator gift you a new day tomorrow? Do you look at yourself daily and ask if you like who you have been that day? If you do that type of reflection and are honest enough to say you could have done better, tomorrow, should you be given one, is a chance to keep knocking and doing more. Now act. Look back at those reflections. What will you do to be better today? Be specific on three things you will do today that will improve from yesterday. There is no resting on our laurels. Yesterday is the past and has no bearing on the present, so keep moving forward. When you go to bed tonight, take time to reflect again. Were you better today than you were yesterday? What will you do if you get another tomorrow to be even better? This is a never-ending cyclical process if we're going to be our best lives and be the best versions of ourselves. So as Nate said, keep knocking again and again. Now journey forward.